Hello, hello, everybody. Pastor Mackenzie Kambizi with Progress on Purpose, where we are practical, relevant, and biblical concerning the things of God and the very essence of life. I would like to share with us a principle that I've discovered this morning from John chapter 16 and verse 7. John chapter 15 and 16, Jesus is talking about the coming of the Holy Spirit. And he pauses in chapter 16 and verse 7 and says something that is life-changing. And he says, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper, the Holy Spirit, will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth," Jesus said, "it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you." This is a very amazing passage of scripture with a life-giving principle that really changed my life. Jesus says, with all that I've done, with all that I've accomplished, I must go away so that the Holy Spirit may come. It is to your advantage that I leave, because when he comes, you'll be able to do more than what I have done. Here's the principle of life that I've discovered for our Progressing on Purpose today. Your vision may be accomplished by your successor, not you. Your idea may be accomplished by your successor, not you. Your dream may be accomplished by your successor, not you. Your plan may be accomplished by your successor, not you. Your blueprints, your strategies, your plans, your dreams may be accomplished by your successor and not you. And all the resources you have may actually be used to accomplish by your successor and not you. Listen, child of God, your dream may become your successor's greatest achievement. Jesus, in this simple text, he lets us know that you need to understand that whatever vision God has for you concerning your life is going to enlist the participation of others. And you must be willing to leave so that others may occupy the space, so that whatever dream you have, Jesus says the Holy Spirit is not going to tell you anything new, but he is going to share with you the things that And I'm not going to share anything from me, but everything that my Father gives me. So I want to challenge you as you go on your life and as you progress on purpose to understand that your vision, your idea, your dream, your plans, your blueprints, your resources may be accomplished by your successor and not you. Some of you may ask the question, "Pastor, go deeper." Well, this is what we find in the Bible. Moses led them for 40 years in the desert, and yet it was Joshua who ushered them into the promised land. David, after all the years of being faithful to men after the very heart of God, he gathered all the resources that was needed for the building of the temple. And Solomon is the one who accomplished the building of the temple. Elijah, the great prophet, fire breathing, fire praying prophet. After all that he had done, it was his successor, Elisha, who did a double portion of what he had done. So I want to challenge you, child of God, in whatever leadership, influence, sphere, space, season you are in your life, never give up and don't lose heart that it's not happening in your lifetime, because you need to understand whatever God has called you to do is going to be so large that it will need successors to get it accomplished. So my challenge to you today is that set up the successors. Help them to arrive and do more and take further and deeper and larger whatever vision that God has put on your heart. Jesus says, "I've got to go to your advantage, because when the Holy Spirit comes, he is going to add 3,000 into the church through one sermon. And the next day he's going to add 4,000. The next day he's going to add 5,000. Then he's going to give spiritual gifts to the church. And he's going to give a fruit of the Spirit to the church. And he's going to edify the church. Here is what it is. Jesus says, I know the vision I got. Save man. I've died on the cross. And now my successor is going to accomplish the rest. So I want to challenge you wherever you are. Maybe a single parent. You may be a whatever you lead, whatever that you think is not happening at the pace that you want it to go, I want you to understand that sometimes your best ideas, best dreams, best visions, blueprints, and even your resources may be used by your successor to accomplish your vision and not you. And that's okay, because the successor will always use what you pass on to them for the accomplishment of the vision. Blessings on you, my friend, as you progress on purpose. I am happy for you. Never give up.